The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are back on the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner as we turn the page to Eagleville basketball. Coach Joey Reed joins us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Coach, you made that long trek in from Fayetteville, or was it at home last night?
It was at Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, yeah. It's not too far, I guess.
Well, Chris Lynch is Roadmap Bob.
Is he?
He knows back roads. And, of course, I was a little car sick getting off the bus when we got back, but he found a way to get to Fayetteville in 1 hour from Eagleville.
Which, oh, wow.
If you can get anywhere from Eagleville in an hour, that's not bad. That's pretty good driving by Chris Lynch.
Some people have their Tom. You have Chris Lynch.
We have Chris Lynch in all of his glory.
Wow. I don't know. I think we probably just better leave that one alone. Fayetteville City is they're very new to the district, I guess. But some might look and say, well, they're kind of young and this, that, and the other, and haven't been in the league long. Doesn't matter. They've got pretty good basketball out there.
Well, 1 through 10, they're the most athletic team in the district, and then they call their gym the Grindhouse. Mm. And last night I learned why it's called the Grindhouse. They are. Legitimately 20, 30 points better at home. They play really good basketball at home. He was playing zone the last time we played him and beat him. He played zone, which I've got shooters, so we just stood out and shoot. But last night he said that's not going to happen, and he came out man, picked us up strong, and we didn't adjust well in the beginning, and when we looked up, we were down, and we battled back, made a game of it, and then they pulled away at the end when we got tired. Ben went down, like it seems like he just can't get healthy, and Ben had an injury last night and couldn't play to 100%, and it affected us, and no excuses. They came out and they beat us. They played better basketball than we did.
You know, when you look at scores, and this is one that sometimes drives coaches crazy, when you look at a team that maybe you split with during the year, like in district play, and that's going to be obviously the case here with Fayetteville City, and you beat them by almost the same score you lost to them by in the second game, is that where that difference in being at home or away certainly makes some difference, but maybe not that much?
The biggest difference for us is all through the years, Eagleville has always played a different style of basketball than everybody else in that district. We're always the up-tempo press team because we play against these Rutherford County schools for so long, and we play them in JV and freshman, and we learn to play that style of basketball. And nobody else in our district ever played that same style of basketball.
Until now, huh?
Until now, Fayetteville plays the exact same way we do. So when we play each other, when we play them at home, we spread them out and we went after it. And then when we went to their place, they spread us out and went after us. And it's just one of those things. I would like to see them again. I think it's a really exciting basketball atmosphere. If we're on and they're on, you could see some crazy scores come out of it because we can score the ball pretty well. They can score the ball. And you could see some high-scoring high school basketball games.
Well, Joey, there is no doubt in my mind that basketball in District 9A from top to bottom is pretty close, and you almost proved that fact on Tuesday night because you played the now, I guess, sole leader in the district with their win over Huntland last night, MTCS, to overtime, and had a large lead in that game.
Well, we were up 15 at one point, and Coach Piercy, who I think is doing as good of a job this year as he's ever done, we were making adjustments on Spears, and we were giving Spears lots of problems, and then he just gave Spears the ball and said, okay, go. This abandon all offense. You go create something for your teammates. And the thing about Derek Spears, he's so strong. He can drive. He can shoot. He's the total package. And then he just made his teammates so much better, and he made guys make shots just because we were having to focus on him so much. And it's one of those things that you see in a kid that age, a junior, making those kind of decisions where he's getting his 35, but he's also making everybody else around him better. And that's a rare thing in high school basketball to get a player like that.
Well, you always like to see kids, any kids, and I know that you're a fan of the game, when you can see someone who, if it's 35 one night or if it's 20 then one night or 15, it doesn't matter. You know, the points are not what matter. You know, it's who can get the easiest basket. That's the game of basketball in the end.
Well, We led for 31 and a half minutes.
That drives you crazy, doesn't it?
we never trailed in regulation.
Right.
And
it was tied at the end of the game, I guess.
And we were up, and actually MTCS went to the free throw line at the end of the game to go ahead, and the kid missed it. He hit a three-pointer, and we fouled him. He missed a free throw, and then John Posada had a great look at the basket to win the game, and, of course, it didn't go in. But the thing that's the most impressive is that Derek Spears made that decision to kick to that kid and trusted him in the corner to shoot that three. And I give Coach Piercy a lot of credit, because sometimes in District 9A basketball, a team that just figures out how to win wins, and that right now that's what MTCS has done. They figured out how to win, and they're winning.
Well, and this is not the MTCS segment, but I'm going to say one more thing about it to come back to your team. Last year, it was MTCS who figured out how to win in that district tournament. It's somebody else's turn this year, you know, and you've made mention of this every year, and I'll never forget it, because until it happens, whoever the number one seed is going to the tournament never has won that, and it happened again last year. Somebody usually gets hot toward the end of the year, and you play so many district games, that hot team is the one that winds up winning it all. That was them last year. Could be you this year. Who knows?
Well, we talk about it. I talk about it with my team every day. Ben and I have had numerous conversations about it. You look at 1 through 8 in 9A boys basketball can win the tournament. There's no doubt in my mind. Right now, the 8th seed, I guess, is Moore County or Community, and we struggle to beat both of them, and everybody else has struggled to beat them. I think last night, Cascade had a good win, and Moore County, Forest beat Moore County pretty solidly. But you get on anybody's home floor in this district, and you better come to play, because if you don't, you're going to get beat.
Now, the district tournament this year, was it last year? I can't remember. Is it first round satellite?
First round will be satellite.
And it was not that way last year, right? Didn't you play in TCS in the first round there?
But it was at MTCS.
It was there, yeah.
It was the tournament.
Yeah.
It was not, but this year we're going to play the tournament at Motlow. And, of course, we can't get the third gym that many times.
Oh, I got you.
So we're going to satellite the first round. And I tell my guys every day, let's scramble for the fourth seed. So we don't
be at home.
We don't travel. So we want to be at home. And that's a big thing this year, and I think every coach in our district is thinking about that, and I know I'm thinking about it, and I have conversations with my seniors every day about the importance of coming into battle and win the games you're supposed to win.
Right now, you're at 3-5, I think, in district play, but kind of hovering right in there in that spot. Time to make that move here in the last go-around here.
Well, I told my guys on last week that, you know, if we could win two games this week, go into the next week. If you win out, whoever wins out was going to win the district. And, of course, I don't know if we're in that position now. We're going to have some help to get up there to the top of the district. But our goal is to get in the top four. You get in the top four. MTCS proved it last year. It don't really matter. MTCS had the luxury of playing at home last year in the first round, which that's more power to them. That's the way that it goes. And
happened.
And I've been in that position before where I beat teams at home where I wasn't supposed to beat. And it's going to be, somebody's going to get hot. And I hope it's the Eagles. I hope we can get healthy. That's the big thing right now that we're looking at. Can we get Ben healthy? Can John Posada stay healthy? Can Chris Hale stay healthy? Bo Tollett, who's been playing great basketball for us, been extending defenses, hitting threes. He's got his back's messed up. After the game last night, he walked like he was 10 years older than me. And we just got to get healthy. And we give them some time off to get healthy. And we're limping, and I think we've played with full strength three games this year.
Yeah.
Everybody's played, and that's the key right now, is to get healthy and to get playing your best basketball. And I don't think we've played our best basketball. I don't think we've come close to playing our best basketball. So if we can get to that point where we are playing our best, I'm pretty confident in my team.
You got Forest on the road. That's one of those games you really need to win, because you're kind of tied with them right now. That kind of puts some separation between you and Forest, and everyone knows there's not a lot of love lost, so it'll be a challenge, won't it?
That's, I feel like sometimes the Eagle Bowl is everybody's rivalry.
Well, I think so.
And I think for my guys, Forest is one they always circle on the calendar, because those guys we're close. We're about 8 miles apart. It's one of those games where you almost throw, it ain't about basketball. It's about willpower. Mm-hmm. And the last game we played Forest, they wanted it a little better than us. They shot the ball a lot better than us, and we missed a lot of shots in the last game that we played against them. And they extended out their defense, and they had a good game plan. It's the first time that we really saw people focus on Josh and Bo and take them out of the game, because Josh and Bo are a little vertically challenged, but they can shoot. And if they're left open, they're going to knock it down. And Forrest really showed that they can take them out of the game just by the pure size. And we got to make adjustments for Tuesday night. And I think Ben, after a couple of ice baths this weekend and some rest, I think Ben will be back close to 100%. I don't know if he's been 100% all year, and I don't know if he will ever be 100% this year. But John Posada's playing really good basketball. Chris Hale's playing really good basketball. Stepping up a lot when Ben's struggling right now with health, and he's had a concussion this year. He's had a pulled groin this year. He's got a deep thigh bruise now, because Ben's one of those guys that gets in there and battle, and sometimes he doesn't realize that he's not 6 foot, and he gets in there and tries to battle like he's 6'5", and he takes a beating some nights.
Yeah.
And if we can get him healthy and playing his best basketball, I think we're okay, and I think a lot of teams will fear playing us.
You got Forest, Central Magnet, and Cascade this week, so a busy week for the Eagles, and wish you good luck this week. I guess the only home game is the Central Magnet game.
Well, we play Central Magnet on Thursday, and then we turn around and play Watertown on Monday. Okay. At home. So we got a good stretch right here coming up where we're playing a lot of basketball, and it's one of those things. Of course, Thursday night's homecoming. Everybody loves a homecoming game.
Yeah.
Everybody comes home, it seems like.
But Thursday's homecoming, huh?
Thursday is homecoming. It's one of those nights that Chris and I just kind of stay in our offices for a long time and show up for the game time.
I don't blame you. Coach, appreciate it. Good luck to you this week. I know you got a busy stretch here of basketball, but we'll see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Joey Reed joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to talk some Laverne hoops when we return, and MTCS Cougar Corner straight ahead as well.